Thunder Bay, when asked what stands out the most with Canada's entry for the 2024 World Baseball Softball Confederation Women's Baseball World Cup, infielder Andréanne LeBlanc was quick to mention the team's never-give-up attitude. "It's hard to play against us because we believe in our hearts that we are a good team and we just don't quit," LeBlanc said. Those characteristics were on full display on Friday night at Baseball Central during the team's final exhibition contest for the World Cup. Down 5-0 to the United States, who had held the Canadians without a hit through the first six innings, the tournament hosts rattled off four runs in the bottom of the seventh and final inning before the Americans could shut down the comeback bid. "This game and our one on Wednesday, against the Thunder Bay Lakers, were the first two times that we've played together as our group of 20," manager Anthony Pluta said. "I told the girls the other day that it's almost like I get to sit back and just enjoy watching them play some really good baseball. I don't have to micromanage them or tell them what to do. They're really good at understanding what their jobs are and they are going to execute." 14 members of Canada's roster were in Thunder Bay last summer for the squad's runner-up finish in the World Cup Group A qualifier. Although they were already assured of a spot in the six-team field as the tournament hosts, the experience of competing in that event will come in handy this week. "We're really excited about playing in front of the crowds," LeBlanc said. "It's a different feeling when you are playing at home. We've all continued to grow as a group since last year. Some of our players spend the summer in Quebec playing in the league there, so we've spent a lot more time together." With the top two teams in the round robin advancing to the gold medal game on August 3, there is little room for error. Pluta believes that will make for some high-intensity games. "I think it's going to be pretty exciting for the fans," Pluta said. "If you make just one mistake, it might cost you the entire tournament." Canada opens up their schedule on Sunday against Mexico in a 7:30 p.m. tilt at Port Arthur Stadium, which is where all of the games are taking place. The tournament begins at 10 a.m. with the United States facing Venezuela. Japan, who have won the last six tournaments, begins play against Chinese Taipei at 2 p.m. That contest is a rematch of the 2018 final in Vieira, Florida, which saw Japan prevail in a 6-0 affair. The complete schedule for the World Cup can be found on the event's website.